Welcome to the heart and soul of a house, the Tétinger House. Bubbles, poetic moments, historical memories, a family spirit. Today, we are off to meet three Parisian wine merchants who are going to talk about their passion, about the wines close to their hearts, and about their decision to work with Maison Tétinger. We'll hear from Fanny Huck from Champagne House Dilettante in the 6th arrondissement of Paris, Gérard Mettler from the wine shop Vin et Saveur in the 12th, and Édouard Sandler from Cave Saint-Vincent in the 16th. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bienvenue. Vous souhaitez une petite bouteille de champagne ou un autre petit plaisir?
Hello.
Hello, Marjorie. Welcome. Would you like a small bottle of champagne or a little treat?
Well, I'd rather have champagne today. And let's make that a Tétinger champagne.
Very well. I'll show you the range with our selection.
Let's go. Show me what you have. Ah oui, c'est la petite cave derrière, là.
On aime bien cacher les bonnes choses.
Oh, yeah. There, a small cellar back there.
We really like to hide good things and then reveal them bit by bit. So today, what we are showcasing is the 2007 Comte de Champagne. These are the house's last bottles, as the current vintage is the 2008, but we still have a few reserves of 2007. My name is Édouard Sandler, and I am an independent wine merchant at 26 Rue des Bellefeuilles in the 16th arrondissement of Paris.
Can you tell us a bit about how you became a wine merchant and why you chose this place? Tell us a bit about your journey to becoming a wine merchant.
The journey started about 15 years ago when I opened my first place in the 17th arrondissement. It was a wine cellar, but also a wine bar, so there were always lots of people who came along for a tasting. We served small platters of cold meats, cheese, regional products, and there we are. The journey started just like that. Then I opened this place, this cellar, 7 years ago now, and people come to see us, spend time with us, and share the delights.
Qu'est-ce qui vous a donné envie de travailler avec la maison Tétinger?
Alors la qualité des produits déjà. La maison
a des très bonnes. What made you want to work with Maison Tétinger?
Well, quite simply, the quality of the products. The house has some wonderful cuvées. I'm thinking of La Marqueterie cuvée, which is a very fine cuvée, one that I've watched for a very long time and which I personally hold in very high esteem. Of course, it's a big company, but it's also very much a family business, and that makes it very interesting. We have a relationship with the people and the products as well.
So what happens when you are a wine merchant and you go to Maison Tétinger saying, I want to buy such and such champagne from you? How do you manage to make that connection? And then which product do you decide to take to best represent Maison Tétinger?
Personally, I couldn't even think about selling a product that I didn't like. We mostly stock three cuvées. We have the Brut Prestige, which is a bit what we would call an estate cuvée. La Marqueterie cuvée, because this is from particular plots. It's a very wonderful cuvée that I just love. It has refinement and a very special elegance. And then the Comte de Champagne cuvée, as this is a Blanc de Blanc, the house's great cuvée, which is always very successful, always producing very quirky vintages. And I've even had the privilege of tasting the Comte 2008 cuvée, which has just been released.
And what did you think?
I thought it was exceptional. A great and very successful champagne.
En parlant de dégustation, avec quoi vous nous conseilleriez ou comment vous nous conseilleriez de boire un champagne Tétinger? Talking about tastings, what would you recommend pairing a Tétinger champagne with, or how would you recommend drinking it?
Well, I think that champagne is a product you can drink with a meal, a three-course meal, so why necessarily try to marry it with a specific dish or course?
Apparently, that's what you did last night. Tell us about it.
That's right. We had a meal. We ate scallop carpaccio and then chicken gratin, and we drank a Comte de Champagne 2008 throughout the meal. It was perfect. The length, the expression, the sophistication of the champagne went perfectly with the dishes. We didn't have enough left for dessert, unfortunately. I wouldn't do that for every meal, but from time to time, it creates a friendly, party-like atmosphere. A great cuvée, such as a great Blanc de Blanc cuvée, a slightly vinous champagne goes perfectly together with a meal.
And what would you recommend from Maison d'Etinger if you are on a tight budget?
I would definitely recommend the Prestige Cuvée, which is a really pleasant cuvée. I like the term estate cuvée as it is the first expression of the champagne house.
Are you going to get us one then?
Yes, it'd be my pleasure.
Je suis Fanny Meuc, je suis fondatrice de la cave Dilettante, la maison du champagne. Et cette cave Dilettante est située au cœur de Paris.
I am Fanny Meuc, I'm the founder of Dilettante, the champagne house and cellar. The Dilettante cellar is located in the heart of Paris, at 22 rue de Savoie. In the 6th arrondissement, it's a cellar that specializes in champagnes from artisan wine growers. It doesn't mean that I exclude great houses. I have around 50 great champagne houses in my selection, but I have really focused on wine growers from the Champagne region to highlight the diversity of its terroirs.
Quand avez-vous créé cette cave et quand avez-vous eu cette idée?
When did you open the cellar and when did you come up with the idea to specialize in champagne?
I opened the cellar in 2012, 8 years ago now, and the idea came to me because I'm the daughter of a champagne wine grower, and as time went by, I realized that these wine growers were unknown. When it comes to wine, we all know that they are wine growers. When it comes to champagne, we mostly have the image of the great houses, and we don't necessarily realize that behind champagne, there is a whole host of wine growers who own these lands.
So champagne is a passion then?
It's more than a passion, as I was born into it. Before opening Dilettante, I went around the Champagne region to meet its wine growers, and I met about 50 of them. The important thing for me was diversity, so they needed to be spread out across the Champagne region. It was also the fact that the wine grower was close to the environment. It is crucial for me that the wine growers I work with do not do any weeding, so they need to fully respect the land they cultivate, and then it goes without saying, respect the quality of their products as well. And last but not least is the human element. That's one of the things that are absolutely essential for me. So that also means the way I get on with the wine grower, how I can convey their work and how it speaks to me.
Pourquoi travailler avec la maison d'Etinger?
Alors déjà, c'est les valeurs de cette maison. Parce que Pierre-Emmanuel Tétinger...
But you also like big champagne houses, and that includes Tétinger. Why do you work with Maison Tétinger?
Well, first and foremost, it's for the values of this house, because Pierre-Emmanuel Tétinger has done something really extraordinary. In actual fact, he brought Maison Tétinger back into the heart of the family. He took enormous risks. He surrounded himself with the right people and he managed to convince his banking partners to be able to do that. And I found that truly extraordinary because there aren't many houses like that anymore. And then it's also the closeness and human element which they have succeeded in building and keeping, which is rather rare.
Recently, it's a woman of the family, Vitalie Tétinger, who has taken over as president of the great house. Does that inspire you as a woman?
For me, it's great that they have put Vitalie at the head of this house because, of course, as a woman, it's nice to know that they will be able to entrust this to a woman. Women are still very much excluded from the world of wine and champagne, and so it is a positive step, and yes, it's true, it makes me happy.
Quel produit représente pour vous le mieux la gamme ou la maison? Et pourquoi?
Alors, je ne sais pas si c'est le produit qui représente le mieux la maison d'Etinger, mais en tout cas, moi, c'est mon produit préféré. C'est les folies de la marque.
Which product best represents the range or the house for you, and why?
I don't know if it is the product that best represents Maison d'Etinger, but it's my favorite in any case. And that's Folie de la Marqueterie. This cuvée isn't that well known. It is a cuvée that comes from a plot planted with both Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and which is on La Marqueterie estate. So that means that they are Maison d'Etinger grapes. This cuvée is really elegant, it's vinous, and it stirs a lot of emotions.
Have you got any anecdotes about Tétinger Champagne's enthusiasts?
Yes, there is one anecdote that is engraved in my memory. One day, a customer came to see me and said that he wanted to propose in the cellar, as I have a beautiful vaulted cellar dating from the 17th century underneath the shop. He said he wanted to do it with an iconic cuvée, so I suggested a few cuvées, and he decided he wanted to do it with the Comte de Champagne. So I organized this event in the cellar. I had to hide his phone behind the bottles to film it, and so this gentleman proposed in the cellar in private with the Comte de Champagne.
Since we are talking about marriage, have you perhaps also got some tasting tips to give our listeners? How should we drink champagne and what should we drink it with?
For me, there is one thing that is essential, and that's the glass. Most importantly, you should use a glass made of glass, a curved glass, if possible a bit narrow at the top. So a pretty, slightly curvaceous flute, a tulip glass to really appreciate the champagne, and not a coupé glass or a straight flute. And then, if possible, don't serve champagne too cold. I know that there are a lot of people who really like iced champagne, but that's not the best way to drink it. Champagne really needs to be able to express itself, and so it must be served at 6 or 8 degrees at the most. And it should be opened beforehand if possible. We are used to opening wine and letting it breathe, so it's the same with champagne. It's a wine, and it needs a little bit of time to reach its full drinking potential.
Donc il faut le servir maximum à 6-8 degrés.
De vin et de champagne, Gérard Mettler, on peut lui faire confiance. Chez Vin et Saveur, il met tout son talent à vous guider, vous conseiller, vous proposer de savoureuses découvertes et même trouver la bonne idée pour vos cadeaux.
Bienvenue, madame.
Merci.
Bien, je peux vous aider pour quelque chose, peut-être vous chercher du vin, du...
Welcome.
Thank you.
Can I help you with anything? Are you looking for a wine?
What can you recommend for a special evening? Obviously, under lockdown.
Right, a lockdown get-together. So that could be wine if you're with friends or your husband, but if you want to enjoy yourself a bit more, that could be champagne. Champagne always has a bit of a party feel, and even for our lockdown get-togethers, we can still enjoy champagne.
So what can you recommend for this evening?
In terms of champagne, I have some wonderful bottles that can be drunk as an aperitif and with a meal. If you're celebrating, there'll be only two of you, I suppose.
Yes, only two.
Then we need champagne as an aperitif and with the meal. Therefore, we can think about champagnes that aren't just light aperitif champagnes. We can go for a champagne with a bit more body. Perhaps even vintage champagnes. And then you can have a lovely evening with a good meal.
Okay.
So, here we have the brands. Here are the small brands. Philippe Onin, etc. At the moment, I have a superb 2013 Tétinger, which is just fabulous as an aperitif and with a meal. It will have time to breathe if you put it in the right glasses. Some lovely big glasses. It will then develop its flavors and aromas, and for the meal, it'll be wonderful when the dish is served.
Gérard Mettler, j'ai créé cette cave il y a 16 ans. Et j'adore le champagne, je vends beaucoup de champagne.
I'm Gérard Mettler. I opened the cellar 16 years ago, and I love champagne.
Before we dive into the bubbles, can you tell me a bit about why you wanted to set up this cellar here?
I've been in the restaurant business for as long as I can remember. I was practically born in a barrel. I have 40 years of restaurant experience behind me. I stopped working in the restaurant business. My wife was tired, and so we stopped. I really wanted to set up a cellar wine bar, and so eventually I started with this cellar. At the beginning, you could have a bite to eat here, but I've since made it into a cellar just to buy and take away.
You have been talking to me since the start about champagne. What are the special characteristics about the wines and champagnes that you offer? Because, after all, I can see that there's not only champagne here.
No, there's not just champagne. And anyway, at the moment, people aren't buying too much champagne because they aren't partying very much. It's up to us to get them in a party mood, in spite of it all. But I love champagne, and so I sell a lot of it.
Where does this passion from champagne come from?
I don't know. The taste. I'm always thirsty. I'm always thirsty, and I like good things. And what's more, the Champagne region isn't far away. It's the easiest region to get to, and the people from Champagne are usually really nice. I'm from Picardy myself. I'm from Picardy, but from the other side. I'm from the sugar beet-growing side.
You were talking about liking good things, and there are specific things you really like about Champagne as well. Are you closer to the big houses like Tétanger in particular, closer to the small wine growers, or do you try to get a mix of the two of them?
Champagne is all about the blend. For me, it's a blend of wines. Therefore, you have to have reserves, and the small wine growers can't keep reserves to ensure consistency. However, great houses like Tétanger can offer this wonderful consistency.
Qu'est-ce que vous inspire la maison Tétanger?
La famille. La famille.
What inspires you about Maison Tétanger?
The family. That's exactly it. And I get the impression that we're part of the family. There we are. That's what I feel and what we try to make our customers feel.
At the end of the day, for you, which are the products that best represent Maison Tétanger?
My favorites, quite apart from the Comte de Champagne, which is always marvelous, my favorites are the vintages we were talking about just now. But the Marqueterie Cuvée is just remarkable. It's fabulous. Or alternatively, and refreshing as well, the Prestige Cuvée. Quite simply, at the end of the day, a Prestige Cuvée is refreshing. And that's that.
You were saying we are practically part of the family, and that's what we try to pass on to our customers. Do you happen to have a little anecdote or a somewhat incongruous question from a customer about Tétanger Champagnes?
Once I had some customers and I gave them a tasting one afternoon of La Marqueterie Cuvée. These people were getting married. They loved La Marqueterie Cuvée. They had a wedding for more than 200 guests, and I delivered 220 bottles of La Marqueterie Cuvée to the wedding, and I was even invited to the wedding myself. And the groom had his shoes and belt made in the same color as the label on La Marqueterie Cuvée.
No.
Yes, it's true.
That's not just love, that's passion.
Absolutely right. And since then, they continue to drink Tétanger. They've already got their bottle of Comte de Champagne for New Year's Eve. It's all ready.
You have a small sign in the cellar, which sort of sums up everything you seem to be and everything you, in my opinion, feel about your wines and champagnes. Can you read it to us?
Ah, le vin doit être reposé, le champagne détendu.
Wine should be rested, champagne relaxed. That's what I want to make people understand, that to drink champagne, you also have to be relaxed.
Comte 2008 is on its way, am I right?
Well, I haven't tasted it yet. I've only tasted the 2007. I think these are exceptional champagnes, which are drunk more in private and then at the start of a meal. At the end of the meal, the palate is a bit tired to taste such exquisite things.
En fin de repas, la bouche est un peu cassée pour déguster de si belles choses.
Visit the blog The Instant When on the website tetanger.fr and on all podcast platforms to listen to all our episodes, such as a tasting of Comte de Champagne 2008 in the company of Italie Tétanger at the heart of the harvest or the Tétanger Culinary Prize, and, of course, with those who make and love Tétanger Champagne in our audio clips, the podcasts.